Hi, my name is Nathan Yang. I am an assistant professor of marketing and management communication at the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, Cornell College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, and Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. My research mostly covers the topic of retail dynamics. My attention has been focused on store growth and location strategies, and as well as the evolution of the retail landscape. So my work is mostly focused on answering the question, why are there so many chain stores? What is driving this almost oversaturation of retail chains? They want to pack every space possible so that their competitors cannot take up that retail spot. This motivation to keep competitors away can actually drive some of the organizational decisions at the chain level. So that is, you know, how do they franchise? How do they run the stores? How do they expand? A big challenge of understanding deterrence motives is that it's not something that's directly observable using peer data, right? And so this is where you have to blend together insights from economic theory, game theory, with cutting edge data analytics. From an antitrust perspective, from a policy perspective, this is actually very useful in trying to detect, you know, when, you know, firms are actually engaging in this practice. The detection of deterrence, and more importantly, the prosecution of entry deterrence has been a bit of a thorny task for policymakers, and many cases have not been very successful, largely because it's very hard to quantify. My collaborators and I are coming closer, are getting closer to obtaining fairly precise measurements of these deterrence motives, which we hope managers and policymakers will be able to use going forward. In the recent decade, we've seen large numbers of store closures. And so the most industry pundits, retail pundits, will immediately point to e-commerce as one of the big factors. And that there's probably some truth to that. A lot of the collaborators and myself, we're hypothesizing that that's not necessarily the only factor. Are firms taking on excessive debt to finance their aggressive expansion plans, whereby these aggressive plans are motivated by these strategic and deterrence motives? What I hope to show ultimately is that in some cases, these deterrence motives might not actually be sustainable in the long run. My collaborators and I might be able to posit that deterrence, or this excessive motivation towards deterrence, is one of the important factors behind these sudden closures, the sudden mass closures of many of these retail chains we see today. So it's not just a story about e-commerce and kind of disruption from e-commerce, but there could be other factors such as this overexpansion.